Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday, the final one of the year 2025. Tiffany was with us for part of November, and her conversations are nice, and I think they sum up a lot of thoughts and feelings and moods. So I thought, Tiffany, why don't you come back for the last one of the year? No pressure. On a Mesiro Monday, talking about being grateful, being grounded and growing, and building wealth with purpose. This is a good one to end the year on, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a good time to reflect back and be grateful for where we are today and think about where we're going tomorrow.
Is anybody grateful when they look at their money? I feel like that's the last emotion people feel, but maybe a lot of people should feel it.
I think people should feel it. I think, you know, gratitude reminds us what matters most. And sometimes, especially when the world around us is crazy, the cost, right? We're just kind of coming out of the holidays. So, you know, there's a lot of spending going on, a lot of consumer spending happening between Thanksgiving and the end of the year. So getting past all of that and just remembering, you know, that time you spent, whether it was with your family or traveling or whatever that looked like, but being thankful for where you've gotten in the year with your finances and thinking about where you want to go for next year.
Yeah, I think there's something about, were you able to get that big gift for that, for your spouse, or that lovely gift that your grandkids loved? Take a moment, be grateful and proud that you were able to do it. Did you have to travel or maybe take a vacation during the holidays? Maybe you booked something to Hawaii and it's something you and the Mrs. or the Mr. have been saving up for so long. I hope you enjoyed it, but take a moment to go. Not everyone gets to do that, and you've earned the trip, but be grateful that you were in a position to do it. I think that's really wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's really wonderful. I try to remember to be grateful for a lot of things, though. Even the small wins, right? Like, I don't know, electric bills, at least by us, have gone up tremendously.
Oh my gosh!
Right,
yeah.
So I'm like angry about it, yes, but grateful I'm in a position to pay my electric bill.
Right.
Reminding myself, okay, and then thinking about 2026, it's probably not going down, so I need to fix that in my budget.
Yeah, no, breaking news,
so
costs aren't going down.
It may have messed up my budget for 2025, but we're going to fix that for 2026. So
right.
those kinds of, just the little things, right?
Yeah, it's important.
It's important.
All right, we're grateful now. How do we stay grounded? What do you mean by being grounded?
I mean, I think it's not necessarily, when I think about overall wealth, and it means something different for everyone, but it's not always about just the dollars and cents, which is important because you want it to grow over time. But again, what does that mean to you? What matters to you and to your family? So we think about the legacy, the charitable giving, living with a purpose. You know, what is the purpose behind these dollars for you? You're saving and investing, but for what? And sometimes it's short-term goals, buying a home, sending kids to college. You know, that's, I look back, that's one thing I'm grateful for. I wanted the opportunity to be able to send my kids to college. I have two there now, and it's brutal. Financially, it's brutal. It's wonderful. They're wonderful human beings. But I think that's thinking about wealth with purpose. What do you want your dollars to do for you? Even if it's, you know, emergency savings funds that you're setting aside, but knowing that I have dollars there, that should something happen, I can take care of that problem. You know, everyone's in a different financial situation, but again, what does that mean to you? Why are you contributing to your 401k in retirement? What do you want retirement to look like for you? You know, thinking about what age that'll happen. Are you planning to stay where you are, or move to a new location, or travel, or whatever the case may be? Maybe it's philanthropic. I've always, you know, hoped when I was, you know, when I retire, I'd be able to do X, Y, Z with this charity, or, you know, so again, just taking a moment to reflect on what it all means for you and for your family and what you want money to do for you.
You know who didn't do that? Ebenezer Scrooge. I just reread The Christmas Carol.
Wow.
Well,
I think before the end of the book he did.
Well, that's a good point. I should finish it. Spoiler alert.
If you don't know who Ebenezer Scrooge is.
I'm just at the third ghost. Wait, he comes out of it? Okay, yeah, no. But, I mean, it's interesting that is a lesson Dickens wanted us to have in the 1830s, early 40s. And it's still something I think we do struggle with today. Obviously, and he was a miser, right? He just saved everything. But I think it was a little like, all right, you're building this great big pyramid of wealth, or if the average middle-class American is building up an IRA or a Roth or a 401k, great, to a certain pile, but, like, what is it for, right? And you don't want to be having that thought after a third ghost visits you, or more for all of us, really towards the end, right? Have those thoughts as early as possible.
Exactly. And it's not really, you know, I'm going to be the next billionaire. You know, that might not be, that might be some people's purpose, but it's not everyone's.
Yeah, no,
good
right.
for you if that's your purpose. But right. for some people, it's just financial contentment. What does that look like for you?
Right. So is it about, like I think you're saying, be intentional about this? Is it about mapping out short-term, medium, long-term goals? Do you advise people to write it down? Does that sort of help? Or just to take a moment of peace and quiet to really think about what money means to them?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Right.
I would say all of that, because I, from our perspective, we're working with our clients and we do the comprehensive wealth management planning, because we say, you know, a goal without a plan is just a wish. It's also great if you write a plan down, but then if you don't take the steps within that plan, right? So it's all action oriented, and we have to be able to reflect back. Did we take those actions to help get us to that next step?
Yeah.
So I think it's all of it. It's reflecting internally, then it's putting it on paper, and then it's just like a business owner pulls together a business plan. Let's build a strategic plan. How are we going to hit these goals? What steps are we going to take along the way? How do we hold ourselves accountable? And as we said on our earlier podcast, I think back in November, you know, don't feel guilty if you didn't get there. Let's talk about what steps we're going to take to get us there next time.
Yeah. I think this is a good way to end it up, because I feel like a lot of people might be like, oh, you guys are talking so much about thinking about your feelings and being grateful.
It's our woo-woo episode.
Right. It's our kumbaya,
it's okay.
We're all hippies thing. But I do think at the end of the day that you can turn that, finding the gratefulness, finding your level ground, your purpose. I think people that have those conversations end up in a better financial position because they've actually thought through it.
You think through it, then you write it down, then you build the plan and
right.
create the tools to get you there. Exactly. Exactly. You can't just hope it's going to happen on a prayer.
Right.
A hope and a prayer is not going to get you there. You really have to take the steps to do it. So that's the next step, yes. But first, just to your point, think about it, internalize it, write it on paper, and then work with either yourself, but also your advisor, your CPA. What strategies can help me get where I want to be?
I think that there's a lot of things that people should make a goal for next year. Chatting with you folks at Mesera, I say, should perhaps be one of them. I mean, I think the number of things I've learned from you guys over the last 3.5 years we've been doing this show, and you guys have been with us nearly since the first show, is there's a lot you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. You know, I didn't know about HSAs before we started chatting and the benefits of them, and realizing that, oh, my plan has an HDHP. What is that? Okay. Knowing now that I've been able to save some money that is specifically designated for health-related expenses has been a huge part of my family planning now. And knowing that that is there is a safety net, as we had David this year. Like, knowing there's a chunk of change, which I hope to use way later in life for something, but knowing that that is there, God forbid if there was a big hospital bill on the way, was such a peace of mind. And you don't know what you don't know. And without having a conversation with people like you, I do think most people who, by God, they're doing their best making their own plan and trying to do it. But if you don't really dive into the specifics and the details, I think everyone's leaving something on the table.
You are, because you just don't know what's, to your point, that's a great strategy. It's your favorite strategy, I know. But all of the things, and we talked about them in November, and my colleagues talk about them on the show, the tax strategies, the investment strategies, all of that, you don't just intrinsically know that unless
right.
you hear it from someone. So talking with your advisor, talking with your CPA, talking with your friends, you know, as much as you can, like money is a tool. So we should be sharing resources with each other to help improve each other's lives. It's just, it's no longer taboo, right?
And there's no one size fits all. You've talked about that with the Roth conversions. Maybe this year isn't the great year for it. Maybe this year is the perfect year. Don't just do 10% of it. Do 30% because X, Y, or Z happened. You lost your job and you didn't have much income. What a great year for a Roth conversion. I don't know. Point is, don't just ChatGPT this. talk to Mesera. That's how I think we ended.
Perfect. I love that ending.
Thumbs up for that?
I love that ending. Thanks so much, John.
877-MESERO, mesero.com. Chat in 2026, Tiffany, okay?
Sounds good.
See you next year. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesera advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesera at 877-MESIROW.